Democratic Congresswoman Shelley Pingree announced today that she is not planning to run for governor. Her decision ends widespread speculation about her intentions and leaves intact a crowded field of 22 declared candidates, including 10 Democrats. Steve Missler has details.
Pingree says her decision to stay out of what's expected to be a wild governor's race is because the progressive struggle is acutely focused on Congress and the White House.
The dangers that we are facing right now as a nation and a state, the challenges that we have in front of us with this crazy administration, and real work that needs to be done that hasn't been done by this Congress. I want to continue the fight, whether it's on global warming or the cost of health care, trying to restore the middle class and fight back against this tax cut, which is going to decimate our middle class. There is so much work to be done.
Pingree's reasoning, posted in a video message, was similar to that of Republican U.S. Senator Susan Collins. In the fall, Collins also spurned the temptation to replace Republican Governor Paul LePage, whose second term ends next year. But unlike Collins, who openly flirted with a gubernatorial bid for the better part of a year, Pingree made her decision after publicly floating her possible candidacy just 2 weeks ago.
And while it would be wonderful to run across the state, to run for governor of the state of Maine, we really need someone who can undo the damage that this governor has done to our state. There are some great Democratic candidates out there, and I have no doubt that one of them will make a wonderful governor.
The quick turnaround of Pingree's announcement was a sharp contrast to Collins, who drew out the suspense for months before announcing her decision at a business event in Rockport that garnered national media coverage. Both women were arguably their party's top prospects to replace LePage next year, but both may have had other reasons to stay out of the governor's race. Collins was considered a favorite to win the contest, but only if she could woo GOP primary voters, sometimes hostile to her image as a moderate. It was the opposite for Pingree. Her consistent positions on progressive policy issues would have made her the favorite in the Democratic primary, but Pingree's reputation as a liberal champion may have also given her trouble in the general election, and especially in parts of the state that last year voted for President Trump and LePage twice before that. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.